So I guess this is the part of the journey where the warrior travels alone. He must put his 2 feet to the test if he attempts to stand on his own and become a man on his own. But before he leaves home, he blows out that old flame on his candle, gathers his ammo and heads to the battlefield with a clear mind but his hands full. With the strength of his soul, he stands tall even though he's fearlessly challenged. He strives to stay spiritually balanced so he keeps God under his toes. So through his prayers, he stays grounded. He's surrounded with the weight of the world stacked high on his plate, but he's determined to eat it all no matter the taste. He's been starving too long. They tried to break down his faith, but his heart was too strong to allow him to stay stuck in one place. So he decides to cut his ties, depart, and move on. In this one-man battle with life, he's willing to wield the sword by himself. He realizes his so-called allies are more like ice cubes, solid, until the heat turns on that they melt. So he soaks up what they lack in game, inhales that evaporated pain with blood, sweat, and tears dripping out of his veins. A future king in the making, ready to reign. But before he claims victory, he must first write his own story. So today, he creates history. If you look closely into his eyes, you can see he holds a hard glare, with half of a heart full of hope, the other half is cutthroat, solitaire.